Hi, I'm Scott Hansman, and it's Azure Friday. And we're talking with Lori Waller about privacy and data in Azure. So if I put some data in Azure, if I build a system, how do I ensure that that data is going to be kept just for myself, just for my customers, and that no one else is going to see that?
So Azure has designed privacy into the infrastructure and services by default. Mm-hmm. Our commitments at the corporate level extend down into the Azure operational environment, where we've allowed customers to choose the level of privacy for their data mm-hmm. in multiple ways. The first and most obvious way is the ability to select where their data will be stored. When a customer enrolls in Azure, they can choose to keep their data within a particular geography. This is particularly relevant to customers who are in the EU, who might be subject to having to meet laws and regulations of their own. Mm-hmm. After setup, the customer then has the ability to implement controls for access, monitoring, and logging to ensure that only the right people have access to the data and it's only being used in the way they would expect. Mm-hmm.
And when I control my geographic location, it's really easy to just go file new VM and then throw it into Europe.
Yes.
But I have to kind of think about what the ramifications are of spinning up and storing data in Europe versus in Asia versus in the US.
That's correct. And especially for businesses that haven't historically worked in a particular region, or they may be diversifying in using data, whether it's in collection or handling in new and different ways, it's important to understand the privacy implications of the type data they're collecting and where they're doing business. For example, you might collect data in Japan. Mm-hmm. Based on the type data, you wouldn't necessarily be able to take that data and store it outside of Japan. Having the ability to understand your requirements before you collect the data or mm-hmm. before you store the data is super important.
And then even things like logging, I might throw something into a log and not really give it much thought, then ship that log from Japan to the US and then do something with it.
That's correct.
And broke some law and didn't realize it.
That's correct. For example, you might face limitations in the EU about capturing IP addresses or customer information, names, addresses, etc. Mm-hmm. In instances, you would need to make decisions not only about where is your data stored and who has access and how is it being used, but are you storing the data in a secure form?
Mm-hmm. And the data that I'm storing, I know Azure is giving me this platform to build on, but are they going to look at that data or do something with it, or is it going to show up in a Bing ad somewhere?
No, but thanks for asking.
Sorry, I mean, I kind of want to know.
No, those are concerns I have too as a consumer for certain services available. It can be ambiguous, but Microsoft is very explicit that we don't use any data that's stored by the customer in Azure to filter, to scan for any type of behavioral modification analysis or in the use of marketing or targeting marketing for additional services. Mm-hmm. We have a set of resources that we make available for customers to understand choice of data location, and
right.
That's all very intuitive. And then some of the other things that are very intuitive are where and how we support customers in making their privacy choices.
Yeah.
So in the Trust Center, which is just at microsoftazure.com/trustcenter, mm-hmm. customers can navigate the section about privacy and compliance to understand how we commit to not accessing customer data and the promises that we make for supporting European data protection laws, for example.
I'm working on this startup on the side, and I'm going to be flowing data from place to place, from mobile phones into Azure, and then from Azure back down into other machines. But I'm not storing it, I'm not logging it. What do I have to think about when I want to support, like, I noticed that my app doesn't work very well in Australia, so I was thinking about firing up an Asian instance. Mm-hmm. Who do I even talk to? Where do I start? Am I okay because I'm not putting anything on disk?
Well, the answer to that is not necessarily. The fact that you understand your data flow is a good positive step.
Okay.
And being able to identify all of the points at which you are engaging in accessing data, collecting data, and storing data, mm-hmm. and then overlay that with the geographical implications, recognizing that countries like Australia or Japan have their own laws mm-hmm. in that region. You may face differences in terms of what can be collected, how it can be saved, how long are you able to retain it. Mm-hmm. are there limitations on sharing with third parties? In each of those instances, Microsoft doesn't provide prescriptive guidance to inform you about what you should do. And I'm not a lawyer.
Neither am I.
But highly recommend for businesses who haven't had to go through this review previously to become familiar with the countries in which you plan to do business or where you collect information or where you store information.
So it sounds like I might, depending on where I put my services, have to have the application behave differently. Like my audit logging and my tracing may behave differently in Asia or Europe than it does in the US.
That's correct. Same with storage, retention, deletion, removal, et cetera.
And that would cause me to actually write my application differently.
That's correct. Or to implement your operations differently.
So in that case, that's on me, not on Azure.
That is on you. Okay. Azure has a set of technical capabilities and a set of resources available to be able to leverage the services we provide in a way that help you to meet your requirements. Mm-hmm. But the entire set of obligations and commitments is the responsibility of the customer.
So last question, what if the government or maybe the sheriff's office or somebody decides to come and say, I need your data for whatever reason, and they decide to sue me, are they coming for me, are they coming for Azure, and are you guys just gonna give it to them?
So this is a common question. There's a ton of FUD and also legitimate concern around this question.
It's a good question because I really wonder about that.
Yes, and it's basically tied into trust. And so Microsoft has a very clear and very public position on the information that we're entrusted to by our customers. Mm-hmm. And some of the information that's on the Trust Center in the Trust FAQ addresses the fact that we don't use customer data that they put into Azure for any type of enablement for targeted advertising. We also support that we are not sharing any of this data with advertisement-supported services internally or externally. And then we are also super clear about addressing the very serious questions about what happens if Microsoft is contacted by law enforcement or another third party asking for customer data. In this instance, we will not disclose customer data to a third party, including law enforcement or any other government entity or civil litigant, except as the customer directs or as we are required to by law. And in those instances where a third party contacts us with a demand, we will attempt to redirect the third party to the customer. And in the instances where we are compelled to comply with a legal requirement, then we will promptly notify the customer and provide a copy of the demand unless we're legally prohibited from doing so. So I encourage everyone to become familiar not only with this content of the Trust Center, but the statements that have been published by Brad Smith and the commitment that the company has made in this area.
Cool. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're learning all about security, privacy, data locations here on Azure Friday. Thank you.